Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is giant killers. Have you ever wanted to kill a giant? Well, back about 3,000 years ago, King David of Israel killed a giant called Goliath. When everybody else, the whole armies of Israel, were afraid and wouldn't go out to fight him, David went out, faced him, and killed the giant. There's a few things I noted when I read the story. First, David kept his eyes upon the results, not the giant. He knew the giant was there, but he says, "I'm going to go kill that sucker." And he went after him. Then he disregarded all the conventional armor and weapons of the day. They tried to put a suit of armor on him and gave him a big sword. And he says, "No, that's not going to work. I got to use what I know, the skills that I know that I've walked with God and used." And oddly, it was a slingshot and a bag of rocks. Then David had a strong belief that God was with him. He didn't go out to meet the giant by himself. He walked by faith, and he took God with him. And he used the skills that he was familiar with, not the new technology of the day. David also relied on the power of God. He knew that his little slingshot couldn't do much unless God got a hold of it and directed it. You know, he had to be praying, "God, direct my hands and do what I need to do here." Then David faced his own fears. He had to overcome the fear. Everybody else cowered. All the armies were afraid to go out and meet this guy. But he went out anyway, regardless of his fear. One other big thing is that with giants, you don't let them get too close. You don't let them get too close. Goliath never got in proximity where he could swing a sword. All he had was a bunch of insults. And David knew if he got too close to him, or let the giant get too close, that he could get hurt. And so he picked up a slingshot, he put a rock in it, waved it, and threw it at him. We know from scriptures that Satan, the devil, of course, is the giant. He is the accuser of the brethren before the throne of God day and night. Peter said that your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, roams the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And then he said, resist him steadfastly in the faith. He says, don't go by yourself. Stand in faith and go and face that sucker and tell him to be gone in the name of Jesus. Now, what giants are in your life that you want to get rid of today? Because there are a whole bunch of things. Fear, anxiety, worry. A bunch of different things that can be bothering you. Well, you got to face them, don't you? You got to stand up to them and resist them. And regardless of the fear, you got to say, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. You can't trust in all the conventional weapons. You know what the rocks were? I see the rocks that he threw. He threw the word of God. And he picked that up and put it in a slingshot and threw it at him before the giant ever got close to him. And that's what we need to do. We need to throw that rock, the rock of ages, the strength of God, and the power of the word of God at that giant. Think about it today. Think about it as you strive to walk closer to Jesus. God bless you and have a great day.